today.
Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Japanese walking has become the online fitness trend of the summer, apparently. Have you heard of it, Japanese walking? I hadn't. Well, Ray Lally, the happy fitness guy, is in our Cork studio to explain it all. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going? How's the weather in Cork?
Fantastic. Sun is shining.
Beautiful day. Exactly. A great day for a Japanese walk.
Indeed.
Okay, down to business. What is this Japanese walking trend?
So it's a trend made popular because it's scientifically backed. It's very easy for anyone to try, whether you're beginners or recovering from surgery or injury or whatever it may be. It's very simply said, it's 3 minutes. If you're walking at three different paces and your usual pace is two, mm-hmm. you're walking at pace one, which is that little bit slower in recovery, and you're walking at pace three, which is that little bit faster than what you're used to. So you're breathing that little bit heavier. It's 3 minutes of walking at level three, that bit faster, mm-hmm. and then 3 minutes at walking at level one. So you're kind of recovering again. You do that
down.
Five times, and okay. that's 30 minutes. And so that's your 30-minute walking for the day, your 30-minute exercise for the day.
So three by five,
yep.
that's your exercise done.
And that's it, yeah.
Now, I am a COVID runner because I couldn't do anything else, and I've continued running now, and I've done a couple of halves and stuff like that. And I do know that a trainer was telling, you bump into all sorts of very experienced runners, and they say, if you want to improve your heart health, it's intervals, so go fast and slow, and you get much more benefits from it. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It's because of, just say, the challenge you give to your body. So you're kind of working anaerobically, which is kind of working without oxygen. So when you're walking to a pace that you're used to, you have your oxygen, you're able to walk, or you're able to talk, able to hold a conversation. So it's pushing yourself to beyond that what you're usually used to. So that changes it to anaerobic. So that's the interval training coming in. The Japanese walking trend is an interval training trend. Lots of us have done variations of it over the years.
Yeah.
This is just a very specific, structured version of it. But it can...
I've read before as well that interval training, either taking the heart rate up and then into recovery and then back up and into recovery, is very good for fat burning and weight loss. Is that right?
Yeah, it speeds up your metabolism, again, when that works everything that way. And it's more bang for your buck rather than the consistent training. So it burns the fat, makes you fitter cardio-wise. In comparison, it'll give you stronger muscles, stronger legs. And then obviously the other benefits would be sleep, mood, cognitive function. So it is just pushing yourself that little bit harder than what you're used to. So that's why you're going up, down, up, down.
So you're kind of shocking your body every 3 minutes a little bit.
Yeah,
giving
yeah,
it
exactly.
a little startle. It kind of reminds me of the couch to 5K, would that be fair?
Yes, yeah, it's very similar. So like probably the advice for couch to 5K would be very similar again. So with the Japanese walking trend, it's structured where it's 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off.
Yeah.
But if you're going out there walking 3 minutes at pace number one, we'll say, and even 1 minute at pace number three, you're still going to get benefits from it.
So here's a question. Will I, as somebody who runs, will I get the same benefit if I walk fast for my cardio and my, you know, keeping fit and stuff like that?
Initially, you'll get a good boost because you're basically doing something else. So you're giving your body a different challenge.
Okay.
You're conditioned to the training you have been doing. So you're used to running.
So you need to mix it up.
Yes. Variety is the spice of life. So mix it up as much as you can. And that's where cross training comes in because you're used to the running now. So even for you, changing up the intervals or choosing a different route, doing different things like that, that will cause a new stimulus. So your body's not used to it anymore. Then your body has to react to it and kind of go, oh.
Yeah, because you can kind of plateau with the exercise regime. Your body gets used to it, right? And you get to a level and then you get stuck at that level. Is that right?
Yeah. So unfortunately, plateauing, I think a lot of us have hit that. You think you're working great. You're getting fantastic gains and measurements, then all of a sudden you kind of stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where that comes in, whether it's the Japanese walking trend or cross training in general, trying something new, whether you're a runner and then you try a yoga class, what that does is it gives your body a different challenge, a new stimulus. So it might be working on your hip mobility in a yoga class. Then you go back to running again and you'll notice that your body's moving freer, your body's moving better, and then your actual performance of your favorite activity will actually improve because you've cross-trained and you've got through that plateau.
And this Japanese walking trend is actually a great place to start because there's no excuses. That's what I liked about running, right? Or even walking. Put your shoes on, you're out the door and you're back in 30 minutes. That's what, you know, there's no getting ready, getting showered, all that kind of stuff. You're just out the door.
Yeah, and it's free, essentially.
It's free, yeah.
You know, and it's a huge barrier. So, like, that's out of the way. And also, I know it's 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off, but even if you want to leave your phone at home, you're just going fast for a bit and slow down. A variation we've all possibly done over the time, I would probably call Irish walking, is you kind of pick a person on the road that's also walking and you try to beat him to the next lamppost or you beat him to the corner. So we've all naturally done that, now realising it's a form of Japanese walking or Irish walking possibly.
Does it have to be 30 minutes?
No, nope. Not at all.
It's God, love trainers like you.
Good. It's just pushing yourself different. So if you're used to walking 30 minutes, even if you try this 3-4 times, you're still only going to do 20 minutes. But it's a new stimulus, so you're actually going to get a lot of benefit from it. So you might get even more benefit from 20 minutes of this rather than 30 minutes of your usual consistently paced walk.
And at this time of year, particularly with the weather now, hydration, 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 right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. The weather has been mad. The heat has stayed up, but the weather is crazy outside. But again, our body's 70-80% water. Just for it to operate better, for everything, for your muscles, movement, immune system, water is obviously key. But then with the heat, you try to get, even with that, try to get outside and get some vitamin D before we're back in for the winter.
Very inspiring. Thank you so much, Ray Lally, the happy fitness guy. Anish Toshain, Am, the Priest Gelsen, Anukta, Lakotlin, Nikulon.